Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today's Tuesday, June 26th.
It's crazy.
I'm like the talking calendar, you know?
It's like July 4th is soon.
It is soon.
I have no plans.
Like next week. No plans.
No.
Oh, poor baby. You'll find something.
None.
You always find stuff to do. Miss Social Butterfly.
Not really. I'm semi-antisocial as well.
Yeah, but you go out almost every night and you're with people and stuff, so that's not exactly antisocial.
I've been going to bed at 9:30 the past two nights in a row.
Well, because you've been tired, you know, but not by choice probably, right?
No, I enjoy going to bed early.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
No, I know. For me, early is like 12:30, so I went to sleep at 1 last night, so that was kind of early.
Late?
No, it was kind of early, actually.
That's crazy. If I went to bed at 1, I would not be functioning right now.
Really?
Just kidding. I've definitely gone to bed later and been able to come in, but...
No, I mean, it gives me about 7.5 hours.
Yeah.
No,
what time
really.
Do you wake up?
Not really. 6.5, 7. I get up at like 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's a decent amount of sleep.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not so tired today as I have been, so there you go.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Did you eat a cookie this morning?
Of course. A cookie and a half, actually, today. I don't know why. Because I have a long morning.
Yeah, and you're mad at your son for not making his job interview.
Well, I'm not mad, no. Let him decide his own life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then he posts memes like, it's so expensive to be alive. I'm like, yeah. You know, I mean, even the caveman had to hunt and gather in order to survive.
I know, it is really expensive to be alive.
Yeah, so you got to work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In a few minutes, we're going to be joined by our guest. We have an interesting guest. We're going to be talking about a lot of different things. Yesterday, we were talking about espionage and all that stuff. It was pretty cool. And I can't wait to see our guest.
Well, fictional
movie.
Espionage, not real espionage.
Right.
Mm.
But you know what we didn't talk to him about? I guess he was arrested in the Soviet Union or something one time.
Oh.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that?
No.
That's pretty lousy, huh?
Soviet Union is in Russia, right? Or it used to be?
Russia is what used to be the Soviet Union.
Gotcha.
Which was Russia before, and it changed, and now it's back again.
Mm.
Yeah. Good thing I know some history, because otherwise you'd come across as not knowing.
Well, I snooze fest through all that shit anyway.
Yeah,
so
I know.
Not my thing.
Okay. Don't you feel you're missing something?
No,
not knowing
not
what
at all.
Happened before?
Don't care.
Well, there's all kinds of people.
I used to like history class, which is a funny thing. But like now that it's been like almost 15 years since I've not been in high school, I don't remember one thing that we talked about in history class.
Because you didn't focus back then, right?
No, I mean, I can't remember anything I learned.
Right.
The only thing I remember learning in high school is like about, I took like a really dope serial killer class.
Serial killer class?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What did they teach you there?
We just learned about all like the notorious serial killers. And I just get so amazed by that stuff because I just want to know what's wrong with you. Like, how
but
did
how's
you
that like important in school?
It's not. I don't even know why they offered that class. It's like they wanted to build serial killers or something. I don't know. But I remember taking that. We used to watch really crazy movies in class. And I was like, yes, I can't wait to... For eighth period, you know.
Oh my God, you're still in high school mental.
No, I'm not.
Mental state. No, I mean you're thinking like back to high school.
I don't remember anything from college.
Right.
And I went the full 4 years.
Right.
I took a lot of classes.
What
geography.
The hell did you do all these years?
I was really good. I used to get really great grades.
Yeah.
I just don't
you just
remember
don't
a thing.
Remember much.
No.
Oh, okay.
Mm-mm.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you didn't focus that.
Like
much.
I don't think I'm really even properly good at grammar.
Mm.
I took a million English classes.
Okay, then you stick to your reality shows.
Yeah.
By your own admission, I don't know what to say.
Like if my kid is like, Mom, I don't want to go. I'm like, you don't have to.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's like, what? I'm $80,000 in debt now. For what? I can't even remember shit from 4 years ago.
Well, that's your choices. You know, you could have done something with it, but I don't know. What did you take in school?
My major was legal studies and my minor was psychology.
Okay, there you
me
go.
Me being a psychologist.
You could have made a career out of that.
What, us being a psychologist?
Or what did you say before that?
Legal studies.
Yeah, legal studies. I mean, yeah. You could have done something.
I mean, I definitely always thought I'd be a lawyer.
Yeah?
And then I went to an audition for a reality show and got cast. And I was like, well, my life is over now.
So much for being a lawyer. There you go.
No one would take me seriously when I show up to court and the first thing you see when you Google me is my ass beating. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well. What are you going
to
do?
Plus 4 years, another four, 3 years? Is it 3 or 4 years that you have to go to law school?
Master school. Oh, law school, yeah. Yeah, about 3 years.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Not for you, huh?
No.
I know. You know, I mean, people have said you should be a lawyer and stuff, but I thought, no, it's not my personality.
And then it's like, it's so much, like, even when you're in school, it's like you don't have a life because you're studying. And then when you get out of school, you got to hit the pavement and try to get a job in whatever field you studied for. And then at that, you have no life, because I feel every lawyer I know goes out like once every like 2 months.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not the type of life I want to be living. Although they are making
quite
a nice penny.
Bucks.
Yeah.
If they're good, you know, not all of them. There's so many lawyers out there. You know?
There's like some lawyers that get like $400 an hour. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
You definitely get a lot figured more. It out. But some of them, I wonder how they go to bed at night. Like
what?
Defense lawyers.
What about it?
How do you go to bed at night?
You mean defending a criminal or something? I don't know. I imagine he goes to bed like everybody.
Unless
puts
he's
on
innocent.
Pajamas and gets into bed. That's how he goes to
But wouldn't you feel guilty if you were like defending someone who killed like a family of five, and as a lawyer they can tell you that they did it and you can't do anything about it,
right?
Like you just know, and then you're sitting there defending.
Well, you can always choose if you don't want to work for them, you know.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, but yeah, that's their job. Somebody needs a defense lawyer, you know. So all right, well, we're gonna bring in our guest right now. And who made it here on time, which we appreciate it. People, you know, sometimes don't make it on time.
Or don't make it at all.
Oh, don't make it at all, right? Well, that's pretty rare.
It's very rare.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it happens more on the phone.
I feel like, phone, for sure. When they call in and they just give up after the first time we forgot to answer.
No, it was only that one time. And I know why. They didn't even follow up, I'm telling you.
Did you email them?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm just telling you, you got to watch your mouth sometimes.
It's not just me, Sam.
Okay, well.
We have to watch our mouths. Okay. Don't put the blame on me. It's not my fault she called it at that exact moment.
Yeah, I know. Okay, well. We'll be joined by Andre Cohen. Welcome to the show, Andre.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
And good morning.
Good morning to you.
With heavy traffic and sunshine.
Yes, yes. Beautiful day in Southern California. Have you lived here for a long time in L.A.?
Oh, yes, I've been off and on here.
Really?
Yeah, I travel a lot, so.
Oh, I see. But this is your home here?
That is my adopted home, yeah.
Oh, okay. And how many years have you been here?
Oh, God.
In L.A.?
First time I was here, 1980. Then I went to Israel, then I went to Italy, then I went to Germany, then I went to
You've been all over.
Then I went back to New York. And
Where were you born originally?
I was born in Toronto.
In Toronto, Canada?
No, Trento.
Oh, Trento. Okay.
Where is that?
Everybody makes that mistake probably, right?
Yeah.
Probably not. I knew exactly what he said, but I was just going to let you go with it. Yeah.
Well, you know.
Trento is where? Italy or something?
First time I came to the United States, I went into the big warehouse of Macy's because I needed some underwear because my suitcase got lost.
Oh, okay.
And I was talking to the clerk and he asked me too. He says, "You have an accent." I say, "What does it tell you?"
Yeah.
"You're not from here." "No." I say, "It tells you I speak more than one language."
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go. Depends on how you look at it, right?
Right. And he says, "Where are you from?" I say, "From Trento." "Oh, where is Trento?" I say, "In the Alps." "Oh, you have cows and trees there?" I say, "No, just there."
Wait, where's the Alps? I'm sorry. I just don't know.
There's the mountains in Europe.
I mean, I've heard of them before. I feel like they filmed a lot of movies
in
the Alps.
The Alps separate the northern part of Europe from the southern part of Europe.
Okay.
Right, and it goes through several countries.
Right.
Okay.
On the north end of the Alps is Germany, it's France, it's Sweden, Scandinavia. And in the south end of the Alps, right in the Alps, is Austria, Switzerland, and then you go to southern Tyrol, which is northern Italy now.
Right.
And that's where I'm from.
Oh, wow. So northern Italy.
Yes.
That's what I
want to go to Italy
Trento,
so bad.
Trento sounds Italian to me, so...
Well, I studied in Germany for a few years.
Yeah?
I studied in Austria for a few years.
Very nice, very nice. So Trento, is that like a little town or is it
Trento,
pretty big?
Trento is for the United States a little town. Trento is for Northern Italy a pretty big town.
Oh, I see, okay. So it's all relative, right?
It's all relative.
Depends on how you look at it.
It's all relative.
Wow. And so you grew up there. Do you have siblings, brothers, sisters?
Yeah, I have older siblings.
Okay. And you guys were like a close family growing up and everything?
Italy is a close family in Northern Italy.
Right.
The whole town is a close family.
That's true.
I was talking to people and they said, how is it there? I say, well, first of all, we don't have poor people.
Poor? Really?
And we don't have rich people.
Oh, you just have people.
We just have people.
Yeah, but what does that mean exactly?
What does it mean is...
like everyone lives in like the same exact house?
Yeah, I'm a few days older than you are. So after the war, there was a time, even in that country, where not everybody had everything.
Right.
And you had people working in construction. You had people working in different occupancies.
Right, right, right.
So the people working in construction, there's a heavy winter. There is no construction. People are from November to April out of work.
Really?
Because wow. In snow you cannot
do Yeah.
In these days.
Yeah.
So, you know, the neighbors said, oh, come on over for dinner and this. So when it started, the construction worker paid back by fixing the window, fixing the roof. So people help each other. In like modern times, we call it bartering.
Right.
But it's just everybody helping everybody, and everybody is living, having a good time, and say, why
that
do we
worry?
It sounds
like a good life.
Yeah, if you want something simple, right?
Right.
A simple life.
Right,
yeah.
Well, and simple is the truth.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Okay. Life is simple. And people always laugh when I say that. I say life is simple. People just became champions in making it complicated.
Mm.
So how is life simple? Explain that.
Yeah.
Well, if you focus on the needs, it's simple. If you just focus on the wants, it becomes complicated.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. My theory about the closet. Okay. If you have a closet for your needs, a 4-foot closet might be enough. If you have desire just for the wants, you need a 12-foot closet. That takes away from your room, right?
Right.
Because you need to build a bigger closet.
Right.
So a bigger closet, you need a bigger apartment.
Right.
A bigger apartment, you need a bigger paycheck, and it starts already to become complicated.
Right. Yeah, that's very true.
Okay. Right.
So you're chasing wrong goals because you go away from the needs.
Mm-hmm.
So are you saying we should just be happy with satisfying our needs? I mean, we have wants for a reason.
We have wants for a reason. To fill our gaps.
Gaps in?
Not because we need our wants to live.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, obviously we don't need our wants to live, but we need our needs to live.
We need the needs.
What's an example between needing and wanting? Like, I need a job, I also want more money.
Right.
I feel like those are like the same thing.
Well, no, need is not, something you have to have, and want is more like you have a choice.
Well, I need... more money.
Well,
that is actually an actual fact. Like,
so
I need
ask
that.
Yourself, right. Why you need more money?
Because I am barely surviving. So you would think I need more money so I don't feel like I'm drowning. Because when I'm drowning, I'm not living my best life.
Well, first of all, when you have the feeling you drown, learn to swim better.
Yeah, but in order to swim better, I need to be swimming to like a new job. Where are you more money? Right? Am I not right here?
No, you're not right. Because if you swim better, you keep your head over water and you can think more clearly. So think about the needs. You say you need more money because your money is not enough. So what you do exactly, you set yourself a goal, but a visible goal, a reachable goal. Right. If you set your goal too high, you're never going to reach it. You always chase a goal.
Right.
And there's a big gap because what you want and what you really need.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you said, I need 200K a year. That's pretty hard to make.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But if you say, I need 60K a year, that's to make. So go step by step. And that's why life is simple.
Mm-hmm.
If you take the step going up, one after the other, you
right.
move up.
You'll Maybe get there, right? People want to take shortcuts. It's like they don't want to do the hard work, right?
Well, it's not to do with hard work.
Yeah.
It's doing the leg work because the legs walk.
Right.
All right? one of my philosophy is, and it might help you,
mm-hmm.
Life is only happen outside of the box. If you're stuck in a box, you will not reach goals because you don't see over it.
Right.
So, first of all, think outside the box. Second, if you think about outside the box, why not live outside the box?
Right. So okay. What does that mean, for example? Give us an example to live outside
so
the box.
So I go with Danny. She says she needs more money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Then my first advice would be lean back and breathe.
Yeah. I mean, I do breathe pretty well. I'm pretty, like, chill about it. But I just know the reality of the matter is how long can I be chill about it?
She can breathe. You know? That's, yeah. That's one of the skills.
Like, I'm very kind of, like, calm about it. But on, like, when I sit down and think about it, I'm like, this breathing is going to start being, like,
well,
I'm losing
But if you
breath.
Breathe, you put oxygen in your brain.
Right, yeah.
Okay. And then you can think better.
Yeah.
Okay. So we agree on that.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. If you breathe better and your brain works better, you can think, what can I do?
Right.
So what can I do shows you what abilities you have.
Right.
So you say, oh, damn, my abilities are limited.
Right.
Then you carry on and says, how can I increase my abilities to reach that goal?
Mm.
And then you have your solution. We, as mentors, are trained psychologically, but we're not psychologists. Psychologists work with the problem. They look where your problem is.
Right.
And they listen to you.
And do they even really know what your problem is at the end of the day?
And we don't look for that.
Yeah.
We look for your goal, fill the gaps
with
solutions. And if we have the solutions, we don't need a problem because it disappeared.
Right.
So why waste time working with a problem if we can find solution? And there is no problem in the world. We just use that word.
Right.
Because everything you throw at me is a problem. I have at least two solutions. And if there is two solutions, there is no problem.
That's true.
So life is simple.
Right.
Yeah, but what if you pick, like, because you know how I said there's always a wrong, there's always a right. What if you have two solutions, but one of those is not the correct solution, and therefore you pick the wrong solution, and then there's more problems. But you don't want to say there's more problems,
there
but
no
it causes
more problems.
More problems.
There is no more problems.
I'm getting technical.
Because
be a little more specific then.
Because
what are you trying to say?
You're already aware you picked the wrong solution, so adjust to the right one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's correct.
See, studying over 38 years, people talking to thousands of people in different situations and helping them, showed me there's one thing. The journey we have in our life, when we pop out of mama's belly into we go down dust to dawn,
right.
The journey is already configured. We only influence how we walk it.
Right.
We know we have to walk in that journey.
Right.
But we only influence how we walk it.
Right.
If you...
So there's a beginning and an end. We have to decide what we're doing in between, right?
Yes.
Okay. So she decided not to go to law school, which is okay. But there's still other solutions for you to make that 200K.
Well, she has a good reason
for
it.
She doesn't have plans. She has dreams that she'll find a rich guy and that'll solve all her problems. But that's not a plan.
No, but she...
I never said I wanted 200K a year. That was his example.
But she had a better reason, and I liked it very much. She throw in there, I don't understand how these people go to sleep.
Yeah,
you're right. Okay, they have to get undressed.
hopefully they do.
People get undressed for all kinds of reasons, right?
Yeah.
Danny?
Yep.
Okay,
that's very true. They do.
But she had a reason because it has to do with values and conscience with life, and people don't realize that every person lives in three levels. There's a consciousness. That's what we're doing now. We talk. Consciously we do it. There's subconscious, how we feel about each other. We don't know it now.
Right.
But we just say, it is comfortable, it is uncomfortable, but we cannot pinpoint it. And now comes our third level, which is dangerous. It is our most dangerous level,
yeah.
It's cognitive.
Okay, that's what we think.
No, cognitive is where we put something in because we don't want to deal with. And it grows as a cancer.
Uh-huh.
Like anger.
I don't think I have the ability for that.
Every person has it.
No, I don't bottle anything inside. I let it just like explode immediately. That's probably, I always thought that was a problem.
So in this explosion alone, gives yourself feedback. Every time we have anger.
Right.
Okay. This anger is not only put on the other person, it puts on us.
Yeah, exactly.
So and this anger has to be digested.
Yeah.
We don't digest it by just being angry. We keep the rest of the anger down there.
Right.
Yeah. Because, right. Like, sometimes I joke around about how me and my twin sister are different. When something bothers her, she does that. Like, she just, like, buries it.
You got a twin sister?
Yeah.
How does the world live with that?
Huh? What'd you say?
How does the world live with that?
What?
Two of you, oh man.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah, it's intense.
Two of you, it's double trouble.
But we're
sure
nothing alike. That. Like, see, when I get mad, I just, like, it's immediate. Like, I just, like, boom, like, immediately. And she keeps it buried inside, but it's like a ticking time bomb. So she keeps it all buried inside, and then one day she just explodes. And, I'm like, wow.
And that's what he was trying to say.
Yeah.
And then here, you see, you're twins.
Mm-hmm.
And still two different personalities.
Yeah.
Right.
And, here comes also where I work differently.
Mm-hmm.
I see that.
Yeah.
That every person is different. There is only, even in basic psychology, if you're honest, at a maximum 30 to 35% of pattern you can apply to everybody.
Really?
The 65% is a signature program because everybody has a different personality.
Right.
With different needs.
Yeah.
Not only once with different needs.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Okay. So, what do I want? What do I need? We get up in the morning. It's already a winner. We're awake.
Yeah, that's all. I always say that. It's every day I wake up, it's a blessing.
It is.
For
it
sure.
It is, really, because many don't have that.
Yeah. There's like 25-year-olds that like die in their sleep. I'm like, that's insanity.
So,
there's a lot of people that don't want to get up in the morning. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm seeing all these people exposed.
So, you can determine your day
when
you get up. You can get up and say, oh man, another day.
Yeah.
Or you can get up and say, holy hell, I'm alive again.
Yeah.
Let's take the challenges. Let's come on, trouble. Bring it on.
Right, right. Okay. I agree with you on that for sure.
So you do what I do. You roll up your sleeves and say, where are my challenges?
Yeah.
Because every challenge you master is success, personal success.
Right.
And that is really what we need. We need personal success.
Right.
And success is relative.
Right.
Okay. So when people say, you coach for success, can I become a millionaire? Mm-hmm. I say, your question already says you're an idiot. And idiots very rarely become millionaires.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay?
So the answer is no, you won't be a billionaire.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, but people who say, I want to make my business better going. Uh-huh. Or I want to open up a business. What business you want to open up? A bakery. Awesome. People always need to eat.
Right.
But there's many bakeries.
Right.
What is going to make your bakery different?
Yes. How you make it unique.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get customers?
Yeah.
You have to play with a human need.
Mm-hmm.
A human need is curiosity.
Right.
Wake up the curiosity and people say, I have to go there and see what's so unique about it.
That's true.
So that's how, and that is also in personal life.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. What we don't understand is, we are businesses. Mm. We are. Because we are our billboard.
Right.
Yeah, I can see what you mean by that.
What we send out, the first thing is determines how we get in.
I see. So the first impression.
I'll give you an example. This billboard out of the window here. Let's say it's green. And it says huge Starbucks. And on the bottom, small car repair. Uh-huh. So how do people drive in?
Right.
For Starbucks to get coffee.
Right.
But it's car repair. But if you turn it around, it says car repair by Starbucks.
Uh-huh.
And people drive it for car repair. And that's our billboard. What we send out, that's what we get.
Right, right.
Yeah, that was really confusing.
And you have to, but the listen to what he just said.
Mm-hmm.
What we put out is what we get back, right?
Right.
And then you ask, like, why people see you in a certain way. Well, because that's the image you're putting out there. And that's what I'm saying to you. Look at your Instagram. It doesn't look anything like you.
And I don't know why you say that.
Not just the way you look, but the attitude you project.
No, Sam, that's my attitude. I just don't have an attitude when I'm working with you.
Okay, so you're different here.
Yeah, of course I am.
Okay.
This is like a professional job.
Yeah, but... No, but then if you get into like fights with your followers and everything, you understand why. This is what you put out
there. But I don't fight back. They fight with me. I just block them.
I don't know.
They are fighting. Like last night, I posted a video and I said, I actually posted two videos last night. I was in the mood for shit talking yesterday, obviously. But I posted one video where I said, because people were attacking me in my mentions. And I was like, in such a good mood yesterday because I had a Skype interview for a new show. I thought it went well. But as soon as I got on my social media, it was like, I hope you die. Like crazy comments yesterday. So I posted a video. I was like, I said to me, and I know it's kind of messed up of myself, I kind of get a little bit of enjoyment on how mad I can get people because it's just so easy. Like, it's just so easy.
So you're a troll then.
I'm not a troll. I just...
But I think that's what it is. Making
No, a troll is someone who goes out of their
trouble,
way.
Right?
No, a troll is someone that comes to your page and says some shit like, I hope you die. Like,
right.
I hope like you kill yourself. That's a troll.
Okay.
Me, I just say what I want to say.
That's a bully.
It's a bully, yeah. But right. We call them internet trolls.
Yeah, but they're still a bully.
Yeah.
And on the end effect, if you go even further, it's an idiot.
Yeah, idiot. Yeah, for sure. But people...
Excuse my French,
it
but...
It is.
That's okay.
It's true.
That's what
and
they are.
Most
that's
of the time, are. It's fake pages. Like, if you click... When I go to click to block the page, it's usually like zero posts, zero pictures, zero followers.
I'm so,
like,
Danny, my question on you is if I hear that...
Yeah.
We call it social media. It's pretty antisocial.
Yeah, yeah, 110%.
Okay.
And it's like, and I was telling Sam, it goes deeper than just like all this like dramatic and people getting mad at everything
and
you say. It's impossible to date with social media too.
And here it comes again.
Yeah.
Do I need this social?
Yeah.
Do I need?
She needs it.
Do I need social media? Huh?
She needs it. She's got 300, 200 some. How many now?
341,000.
340,000 followers. Wouldn't you be into social media if you had that many?
No.
I think you would.
Listen.
There's a lot of... This is like it amplifies your message when you have that many followers. You know, if she became like a mentor like you or something, she would probably influence a lot of people. But now you're bringing out the worst in them. I don't know why, but you do.
Yeah, and I don't know why either.
I don't know why you have so many haters.
I speak my truth. Like I had a video last night where I was like, hey, listen, I would rather, like, I really don't like females. I'd rather have a roster full of guy friends. But as a woman, don't get it confused. Like, if I'm asking how your day is, doesn't mean I want to sleep with you at night. I just simply want to know how your day is. And like, people were so upset at that video. I'm like, but that's my opinion. That's my truth. You
well,
chose to watch
is,
it.
You say it right to the point without
right.
maybe even knowing it. It is your truth.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be other people's truth.
Right, right.
Okay.
Right.
So,
but isn't truth the truth? I mean, truth is either it's true or it's not.
No, I don't think so. I
you
feel
know?
Like some
no,
people say I speak my
I
truth.
I mean, if you say relative
well,
truth, then we have a problem.
Sam, I agree with you to a certain extent. There is a truth. It is a truth. The truth is it's day.
Right.
Right? So I have, if you tell me good morning, I have to believe you.
Right.
I don't want to look out of the window if it's really daytime.
Right.
So the second part of the truth is trust.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Right.
No trust, no truth.
Right.
No truth, no trust.
Right. Right.
So you are right, Sam, in that aspect. And that's where people mix it up. They bring their own truth in there. And their own truth doesn't mean it is true.
It's just like what you believe in.
No, I just put hands on it in a very realistic way.
Right.
It is now 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
I can say good morning.
Right.
For other people, it's already noon because they got up and started working at 5.
Right.
Right.
So the truth here is relative.
Right, 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 right. Right.
But there is one truth.
Right.
It's daytime.
Yeah.
Right, right, right.
Okay.
Right.
And here where we need to specify without complicating it. If somebody says, hey, good day, okay, good day for him. Why should I object? If somebody says, good morning, well, he just got up. It's a good morning for him. Why should I analyze?
Right.
Right.
It's a good morning for him. So part of having a good and a successful life is accepting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Except you're not the only person in the world.
Yeah. So you need tolerance.
Yeah.
You need to be able to tolerate people and to be able to say, he's the way it is. She's the way she is. I accept them for what they are. Because, you know, and I'll add to that my theory, I realized one day, I don't know, it took me a while, but when I was going into the spiritual journey and stuff, that anger comes simply from you're not happy about what other people are doing.
No.
You know?
No, I don't think so.
No?
I hear
it's not going your way. I mean, if it's not going your way, you get angry, right?
But I don't necessarily think that's because of other people's lives.
No.
Well, not other people. Look,
like in comparison?
Let me take it back, okay?
Like when you're comparing yourself to like Billy Bob whatever who has a mansion and has like 5 million wives and is living like his dream. Like, is that what you're comparing it
no,
to?
No,
is that his dream?
I don't know. See, that's what I'm saying. We don't know.
I'm talking about
because a lot of
anger.
People have it all and they're miserable.
When things don't go your way, listen, I think when things don't go your way, you get angry. Can you give me an example of when you get angry where that doesn't apply?
I agree with you on that. When things don't go my way, I get angry.
Right.
First,
that's what I mean.
First of all, I do not hate.
Right.
I do not retaliate. I don't get angry.
Right.
But you're like a one in like maybe like one in
because
25 people.
I'd like to really see if I sat here and insulted you and beat you up, you'd be angry.
No, I say you're an asshole.
You've never gotten angry before in your life, though. Have you ever gotten to a fist fight, even when you were younger?
I had a fist fight, but not out of anger, to defend somebody.
Okay, that makes sense, right? Yeah. But let's say we sat here right now and started insulting you. And your family and everything. Wouldn't that make you angry?
No, because I say, what a poor person needs to put off his self-esteem by putting others down.
Right, but then you're thinking about it, but anger doesn't come from thinking. It comes from like this, you know?
No.
You don't have those responses.
Well, you have to ask yourself three questions before you get angry.
Right.
Why do I get angry? What does it to me? And what gives it to me?
Right.
So if you get the three answers, you're already not angry anymore.
Right. So what would be the answers, for example? Okay.
So the answer is, why do I try to get angry? You said it before, it didn't get my way. Well, who says that my way is the right way?
No, that's what I'm saying. You know, I mean, exactly.
And then my second question is, what does it to me if I get angry? I ruin my day. Do I want to ruin my day? No.
Right.
Third question is, does it help me to get angry? No, because I ruined my day. So why should I get angry?
Right. So you need to change it from an automatic response into one that you actually think about beforehand, and you prepare your response that way. Because I think if people get angry, it's a very fast thing. It goes into emotions.
It is a matter of communication.
It goes into emotions, you know.
Yeah, sometimes when I get angry, it's like... immediate.
But it is a matter of communication.
Yeah.
Communication, first of all, with others, but most important, communication with yourself.
Right.
Okay. So, 99% of people, when you go talk to them, they listen to respond.
Right.
Wrong. Listen to understand and then respond.
Right, right.
You take a lot of pressure out of the conversation.
Right.
Because anger comes from misunderstanding most of the time.
Right.
So try to understand.
Or miscommunication,
Okay. Do I make sense?
Yeah, that makes complete sense. And if you think about all the conversations that are had like every day, there's a lot of times where I'm probably listening to respond and I'm not actually listening to understand that person.
Right.
So that happens a lot.
You know, let's go back.
But sometimes you go, who cares what they think?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't want to understand them. Let them understand me.
Yeah.
Let's get a little bit
I've been there too, Sam. I'm going to have to agree with you. Yeah, for sure.
To simplimalism, it's a lifestyle I started developing 5 years ago, where I combine minimalism and simple mind living. Simple mind living, so misconception. Simple living is poor. I don't want to be poor. No, simple living is not poor. Simple is decluttering your mind and your environment.
Right.
Lifting up the quality of your thoughts and lifting up the quality of your life.
Right.
That is, for me, simple.
Mm-hmm.
Minimalism. I don't want to be poor. Minimalism has nothing to do with that either. Okay. If you walk in some houses, which I do a lot, I look around and I say, I'm not surprised people are depressed in here.
Right.
It is 10 pictures of grandfather, dead, alive, as a warrior. 5 of grandmother with 20 grandchildren, in black and white, in red. There is a roaring deer over the couch, in oil painting.
Right.
Sounds like a house I wouldn't want to be chilling at.
Everything's a mess. Maybe they have a messy house and things like that.
What
they
do is just substitute and excuse everything.
Right.
They're not realistic. They go out there and says, I want to reward myself. So they go to a store, Home Goods, Macy's, whatever. Oh, I see this pretty Latra statue. Latra statues are expensive, so they must be worth something. So I go and buy it. The bride put it home. Don't know that they have to dust this motherfucker. Okay?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so you have all this clutter, and your house is dusty and dirty.
Right.
Because you don't keep up with all the mess you
right,
put in there.
Right.
So if you put mess in your house and dirt in your house, you put it in your life.
Exactly. Right, right. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I see that in people all the time. You know, my house is like immaculate. Doesn't even look like anybody lives there.
My house is pretty clean too, but sometimes my life is messy. So it's like,
yeah, you know, and look, and my car is like that also. You go in, there's nothing out of place in the car. Look here in my place of business. There's nothing out of place here. Everything's organized and clean.
Mm-hmm.
So my life is like that also. My thinking is organized and clean, you know. But when I look, then my son comes and lives with me, and he messes up the whole house and his room, and his car's messy. And sure enough, his state of mind is the same.
And here where we go. Where
that's
we go,
very true.
Where I say simplicity is a key to success.
Right.
Focus on the necessity what gets you on. And here you create also balance. Because less mess, less stress.
Right.
And mm-hmm. less can be more.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Less
well, there's like
more.
That saying too that's like, I'm not rich in money, but I'm rich in like love. Or they'll say I'm rich in like happiness, or I'm rich in
well,
so
it,
on
it,
and
it
so forth.
Well, it shows in your face too, because you got a positive face.
Yeah.
So you got a positive billboard. So you should attract positivity in your life, and positivity right. in your life should give you business.
Yeah. Right. I attract
but
a lot of negativity,
though. But that's just the billboard.
Though.
But once people start peeling the billboard, or when she starts doing that, she realizes these guys are not what I wanted.
So,
you know,
she's doing already the good thing.
Wait, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about you. I mean, because he's saying you're putting something out there.
Are you talking about dating, Sam?
Yeah.
Oh, because I was like, what guys are you talking about?
You don't realize he just called you a man eater.
Yeah.
I did.
He did.
I never even came close to that. I don't know what you mean. But no. What I meant is that that's the billboard, and she's got a good billboard. But I think she needs to change the way she projects, what she projects, in order to attract a different type of man.
Okay, so Sam is always going back to my Instagram, okay? But my Instagram is who I am.
No, no, not only Instagram. Also, when you tell me the stories of what you do, right? On the show, you tell us every night or every day what you did the night before
yeah.
with these guys. You go, you end up in bed with a guy that you like, but he's with another girl. So, and you guys were just sleeping.
Well, no. Oh, yeah.
Right? Remember that one?
Well,
that was yesterday's story.
Back. When I hear you guys talking, she might have the right billboard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
But confusing too many messages on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she placed the billboard in the wrong part of town.
Okay, for example, the story yesterday was I met this guy a couple weeks ago who I found as soon as he walked into the room, I was like, yes. Like, I don't find many people in LA attractive. As soon as he walked in, I looked at all the girls I was with. I was like, dibs. He didn't give me the time of day. It was not, like, into me at all. But I've seen him. So I saw him 2 weeks ago, and then this past weekend, I saw him on Thursday at a party. Then we all went to the same after party. And at the after party, I could not read if he was into me or not, because he would flirt, and then he would just, like, walk away mid-flirt. And I was like, what the hell? I just, like, I don't get it. So then on Saturday, I went out, and he was there. He kissed me on the cheek, but he was like talking to this chick, and we all went to the same after party, and he was with that chick at the after party, and he would like kiss her.
So he likes
and then,
chicken, right?
Yeah, he likes chicken. But she was like young, like a young girl, and he would like kiss her and then look up at me to see if I was like getting upset about it. And I was like, what kind of games are these?
Yeah.
So I ended up sleeping at that house, but in the room next to him while he was with somebody else. That's the story.
He's playing his field, but yours.
She let herself be trash, you know, or in other words,
I was not trash.
No, that's not what I mean. I'm sorry, that's not what I mean. You let him shit on you. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but his friend told me that he thinks that I'm a grizzly bear. He was really high on cocaine when he told me this. He was like, I think you're a grizzly bear, and you found your prey because you like to hunt, and as soon as you get that prey, you're not going to be interested anymore. And he knows that. So that's why he's playing hard to get with you. And I'm like, I don't really think that's it.
Yeah. What do you think, Andre? What do you think about that situation?
I don't think. I just know. Do you need that?
No.
Okay, so why are you doing it?
I think it's just like I've never been turned down in my life before, so I'm not handling it well.
It's always the first time. And being turned down from somebody is actually a blessing.
I guess. He's really cute, though.
Why is it a blessing, Andre?
One time, my professor in psychology asked me, you know, he called me Andy, wouldn't you love to be a person everybody likes? I say, no.
No, yeah, me neither.
I say, I'm thankful for everybody who dislikes me because I can spend with people that like me.
Right.
So it's more value of time.
Right.
Okay. And that has to do again with balance, and that has to do again with simplicity. That has to do with success.
Right.
Because meeting some people, I have a good conversation. I have a good party.
Right.
Okay. I can get snuckered with.
Right.
And talk trash without... It's out there every other day
when right.
I talk trash. I feel comfortable with. That is quality of life. That is success.
Right.
So success is relative.
Right. Okay.
So tell her if she had to take a few baby steps right now to improve her life, what would you tell her, for example? I mean, what areas in your life do you want to improve? The dating?
Well,
obviously the money.
Yeah.
Okay. I would not tell it right now in front of all your listeners.
Of all the people, yeah. He doesn't want to embarrass you.
Everything I do is confidential because I would have to ask her a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Right.
I cannot give her advice without knowing more about it.
Right.
Her.
Right.
Because then I'm one of those cheerleader coaches that say, yeah, you can do it. You do
right.
it. Right. That's not me.
Mm-hmm.
I have no website. For 38 years, I have no presence because I do it one-on-one. I do it in a signature program, and right. I don't want to brag. I mentored this person and this person. No.
Right.
This person knows it. I know it.
Right.
This person succeeds. I'm happy.
Right.
This person pays. I'm happy double.
Right.
There you go.
What I'm saying? So if you come to me and say, Andre, help me to go there.
Right.
You would not even know it unless
right.
she tells you.
Right.
Because it's not your business, because it's her life.
Yeah.
And that's how I work, and I will not go away from that.
Yeah.
A lot of people say, I never found you online. I said, because your life and my life isn't online.
Right.
It is right here.
Right.
Where we go.
Right.
Sounds so how do people find you then? So if people want to work with you.
It started word of mouth.
Okay,
but
so now if people are listeners, they want to find you. How can they find you?
If they listen to me, that's why I have a publicist. She does everything for me.
Right.
Okay.
Because I also not do business. Okay. She has to do all my business.
I see. So you just want to see the client for the client.
I want to see the client as a person.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't want to look at you and put a dollar sign in your face and
right.
say, if I talk to you,
right.
I don't even want to know how many dollars I make.
Right.
I want to focus on what you want and what I can do for you.
So they need to get in touch with your publicist then.
Yeah.
Okay, so then tell people how they can do that.
They can do it.
Because what if someone right now is like, I need some...
Yeah.
Well, she's sitting right here. Why doesn't she tell us? You want to?
I tell her because she's very shy. Because she's a publicist. Well, she's a publicist.
Okay, but you know what? We get all the publicists to at least talk about something you're confident about, and that is how people can find you and what you can do for people. Go ahead.
Get a girl.
We have Juliana Mesh here, and she's going to fill us in. She's been sitting here quietly, and now she's going to talk. So go ahead.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi. This is Juliana, right?
Yes, Juliana Mesh.
Okay.
I'm Andre's publicist.
Okay. And manager too, right? So
yes.
you handle all the business side of what he does.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. If people want to get a hold of him, how do they do that? Or use his services?
Me.
Okay. So how do people find you?
Well,
you already explained it.
My phone number is 310. Please note that down.
Okay.
804-6067.
Sounds good. And if they want to email you?
My email is Juliana Mesh.
Spell that.
Julian Mesh at gmx.com.
How do you spell your last name?
M-E-S-H.
Okay, Mesh.
Just the way it
sounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and of course, you'd be making arrangement to see Andre Cohen.
Absolutely.
Very fascinating. And so Juliana, so people can find you at 310-804-6067, or you can email her, julianamesh@gmx.com.
Correct.
And tell us a little bit, how long have you been a publicist now?
I've been a publicist since 2011.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So that's been a while, right?
Yes.
What did you do before that?
Before I have a business degree.
Oh, really?
I'm a mother.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a business
woman. So you do a lot of stuff.
Yes.
Awesome.
And I love people.
Yeah. When did you guys start working together?
Almost 8 years ago.
8 years?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
So, Audrey, she does the business for you satisfactorily.
That is between her and I. That is between her and I.
That's not what I meant.
Yes, I do.
Well, obviously, it's been 8 years. You don't work with someone for 8 years if you're not happy with her work.
Yes, exactly. Because I always say if somebody is not fired, he's still hired.
Yeah, exactly. That's actually a great saying.
He's got a lot of great sayings, right? So, Andre, tell us something. If people want to, what do you want people to take away from this interview now? What message do you want to give people so they can actually...
A simple life is the best life.
Like take a step toward making themselves better.
Make your life simple, but not by sugarcoating it, by being realistic and seeing where your opportunities are, take your opportunities. Start living outside the box. Yeah. Start thinking outside the box. And don't compare yourself with other people. The worst thing you can do, because you are you. Right. You should remain you. I really hate this time when people tell me, my psychologist told me I have to change. Wrong. Don't change. Adjust your patterns and habits you developed.
Right.
Then people think you changed, but you stay as a person. As
right. Yeah. See, so I hate when people tell me to change. Yeah. Sam.
Adjust some patterns.
Me? No, you see, that's not. I mean, look, what I'm saying, what he's saying is, you know, you don't change yourself, but you change your behavior or your approach.
No, I know. I'm just giving you grief.
Your approach is, that's all. I'll just go to my grave saying that you're looking for love in all the wrong places.
I know.
And that's all it is. You're fishing in the wrong waters.
Mm-hmm.
And
go ahead.
I want to also put out there a very simple thing, too.
Right.
How you expect that your life changes if your point of view doesn't change, if your attitude doesn't change.
Right.
If you have a negative attitude, how are you going to have a positive life? If everything is just bad and bad and bad, look at yourself. So create a mirror. And I'm the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a mean mirror, trust me.
Right.
Okay? I tell him, you look like today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Why? I don't know. So if you don't know, right, why are you doing that? Or some people say when I tell them, listen, we're going to go here and here and there, but you have to take action. I know, I know, I know. I hear over time, oh, I know.
I right. say that a lot, and then, too. And I say they that don't a lot, do too. Anything. I'm guilty of that for sure.
So if you know, why are you here?
Right.
Okay.
So what do they say? So what do they say if you ask them that?
So there's they no don't answer.
Yeah.
No answer.
So they're because just depressed, others. Maybe. They're depressed, though. You know what I mean?
No.
Could be they're depressed. They're like, because I think just talking is not always enough. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? Right?
And
it's
and
like the person has to like go through through a transformation that they want to do, not because someone's telling them, you know? And it's not just words. It goes through your subconscious.
You have to follow instructions. Like,
yeah.
See, the thing between a mentor and other people helping people is we as mentors don't stand on the sideline and like a coach and say, you go in defense, you go in offense, you do this. No, we go in the game, we pass the ball and make sure he catches him.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, that's a difference.
Right.
We're not clinical psychologists being trained of listening.
Right.
We talk with them.
Right.
We listen and we talk. We create a balance.
Right.
We talk only when we know. That's why I said before, I need to know more about her than I can pinpoint her in the right direction.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
If you're not willing, and I tell it a lot of people, invest in your own life. Where do you start investing in?
Right.
Yeah.
Because your own life can make things happen. Well, you know, I want a house. I want a new car. Here again, it needs a new car. Great. Do you need a 500 Maybach or Rolls Royce? You might want it,
yeah.
But do you need it?
Well, I do, you know, to get girls. No, I'm kidding.
Right.
Listen, we're totally out of time.
All right.
But thank you so much for all this wisdom today. It was amazing. And Andre Cohen, of course, guys, put the name down. You can reach him through Juliana Mesh. 310-804-6067. I'm sure you work with people also who are not in LA. Can you do that?
I do.
Like Skype things and stuff?
Yes, I do all that. I have people in New York. I have people in Chicago I work with.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Businesses in Georgia.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you're all over the place. Just from
my
a little
voice, yeah.
From a little place called Trento, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. You see, Trento can produce some big personalities. Okay. Juliana, thank you for making it happen. It was very nice, and you can...
thank you for having us.
Of course, and you guys are welcome back anytime you want. Andre, thank you.
I thank you guys, and thank it was very entertaining.
Yes, we definitely learned a thing or two from you, so thank you for spending the morning with us.
I thank you guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Danielle, thank you as always.
Did you just call me Danielle?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
Because you call yourself Danielle more than you do Danny.
No, I don't.
When you walk in here and you introduce yourself, it's always, hi, I'm Danielle.
And then I say, or Danny, whatever you prefer.
Okay. Mm. All right, Danny's better.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.